The Eddie B. Sit edition and audio series of the Talmud Bavli.
Sanhedrin, this Masechet has been sponsored anonymously. Nirfu'ah Shinema Dina Bat Sara. Enna Rifanada, Enna Rifanada, Enna Rifanada, Rifuata Nefesh, Rifuata Guf, Rifuata. Romana Bovechin Yirason, Renomar, Amen.
Daf Sadi Zayin, today's daf is being studied. The Adun Ishmat Abraham Ben Esther. Ruach Hashem Tinihana Began Eden, Amen. Today's daf is being studied for Washilema Dina Bat Sara. Enna Rifana Lara for the Nefesh, Rifuata Guf, Rifuata, Romana Bovechin Yirason, Renomar, Amen. We begin today's daf on Sadi Zayin, Amud Rishon, and we are 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 lines down. Taru Banam. Shavua Sheben David Ba Bo. The 7 years preceding the coming of the Mashiach. Shana Rishona Mitkayem Mikraze. The first year, the following pasuk is going to be fulfilled. Vehim Tarti Al Irechat Val Ir Achat Lo Amtir. It is going to be sporadic rain. Rashi says, Shiyem Matar Me'at. The world is going to be, one place is going to have beracha, and one place is going to have famine. Shiniya hitzei ra'av mishtalchim. In the second year, that she says, ra'av me'at shelo yeh soba b'shum makom. Already the famine is going to spread across the whole world. Shilishit ra'av gadol. Then the famine is going to get stronger. U'metim anashim v'nashim v'taf. Hasidim v'anshe ma'aseh. Well, even the Hasidim and the men of stature, the Torah mishtakahat belomdeha, and the Torah is going to be forgotten from those that study it. Barbi'it sova ve'eno sova. It's going to be that she says mishtakah belomdeha mituch she'enem ma le'echol. There's not going to be any food, so they're going to be able to study, and they're going to forget their learning. In the fourth year, partial, it's going to be get a little better. Partial sova, partial satiation. Bahamishit in the fifth year, sova gadol. There's going to be a surplus. Big surplus. Food. Ve'ochlim ve'shotim usmichim. They're going to eat, they're going to drink, and the world's going to be happy. Ve'torah chozer lomdeha. And then the Torah is going to return back to those that study it. Be'shishit kolot. There's going to be talk, voices, as if that Mashiach came already. There's going to be talk about it. B'shivi'it milhamot, in the seventh year of the cycle, there's going to be wars between the Jewish people and the Goyim. B'motzei shivi'it ben David ba. And at the end of the Shemitah, the end of the seventh year, Mashiach comes. And she says, B'shisha kolot, yetzu kolot sheben David ba. In the sixth year, there's going to be rumors already that Mashiach came. Mashiach and kolot mitki'at shofar. Meaning already there are going to be voices of the shofar that Mashiach came. Milhamot Ben Ovdei Kochavim Yisrael. Okay, so there you got the schedule. Amar of Yosef, Ha Kama Shvi'it Dehavakin, which means there were many cycles like this. Ve'lo Ata, there were many cycles like this of the 7 years that happened already, and Mashiach didn't come yet. Amar Abaye, Bashishit Kolot, Bashivit Milchamot Mihava. You might have had 5 years in a cycle, but the 6 to 7 years never happened yet. When the 6th year there was voices that Mashiach is coming, or they're ready, they had the voice of the shofar. The od, kisidran mihava. And you never had it in order. You might have had these 5 or 6, 7 items happen, but not in the order that the Gemara prescribes it. Rashi says, Bashishit kolot mihava, klum yatsu kolot shemen David ba. Did you ever have rumors that Mashiach came already in the 6th year? Ve'od kisidran mihava, klum ad elu atzarot ektani akhe kisidran lo etramu. Didn't happen in order, b'shavua echad, aval kitramu, atim hashem, when it happens in this order, rest assured Mashiach is going to come. So now the Gemara says, what's going to be with the tzarot bar minan that's going to happen in the times of the Mashiach? Pasuk etilim, asher chedefu oyevech Hashem, asher chedefu akebot mishichaycha. This is talking about that the enemies of God are going to be, chas v'shalom, mechalef. They're going to curse, as she says, lo et paresh haikera lemay ichtiv hacha da lo kadarish bemidi. It's interesting. The Gemara is going to quote something that has nothing to do with this pasuk. Look at the continue of the Gemara. Tanya, Rabbi Yehuda Amir, dor sheben David babo. This pasuk is referring to when the following items are going to happen when Mashiach comes. the Gemara doesn't tell us what this pasuk is doing, but the Gemara is going to list now, I don't know what, 8 items that are going to happen when Mashiach comes. So that she's bothered. What did you quote this pasuk for? V'nir'e l'mori sheken nikhta b'sfarim t'chila k'mo sh'nipirik aron d'sota b'ekvot ha'mashiach huspa yisge. And Sota tells us that one of the telltale signs of the Mashiach is going to be chutzpah, indolence is going to be rampant. V'katfu u'piru ze'ad b'ekvot shu l'ashon sof k'mo asher harfu ekvot Mashiachecha. Which means, at the times of the Mashiach, Asher Harfu Yebecha, there's going to be Haruf, which is like chutzpah. When? At the
taunted.
Time of...
Huh? Taunted.
They're going to taunt the Jewish people. Asher Harfu Ekebot Mashiachecha. This can happen at the times of the Ekebot Mashiachecha. Okay, so the pasuk is referring to one of the signs of... That there's going to be chutzpah, or Azut Panim, Ekebot Mashiachecha. Okay, let's get these 8 signs. David, or Shem David, ba betava. That's the place where Hachamim come and study Torah. Yehiye liznut. Wait. It's going to turn into a place of znut. Rashi says, "Makom shtem liachem edvadim shalmud Torah." Okay, this can be explained. Sometimes you have the shul where the people come and study Torah, and they're going to turn into parties where people are going to come dressed immodestly. Betvav, you have people going down with the gemariot to go study Torah. And there's noot all over the place. The Galil, Yehirav. Galil is talking about the northern area of Eretz Yisrael. The Galil, Yehirav, is going to be destroyed. The Gablan, Gablan is a place, Yesham, is going to remain barren. As she says, Makom Sheshmo Kach Yeshtomem. The Anshe Gebu, these are the people that live on the borders of Eretz Yisrael. Yesovevu Me'id Le'id. They're going to travel from city to find Parnasa. Velo yihunanu, and they're not going to find, find anything. That can be explained. You had the people in the Gush Katif, they were on the borders of Eretz Yisrael, and they were thrown out, and now they're going from place to place, and they still haven't been settled. Even if 2 years after they were thrown out, they still didn't get any panasa from even the government. No compensation. Velo yihunanu. Ve'ochmat sofrim tesarach. The Chokhmah of the Sofri, that's Chokhmah Torah, Tisarach. It's going to become ruined. In the Torah is going to be weakened. They're not going to have the Torah like they had in the olden days. V'yirehet yima'esu. Religious people are going to be disgusted. I mean, they're going to be disgusting in the eyes of the people. Like we see today, more in Eretz Yisrael you see this, that there's a great mahlok between the religious and the non-religious. A religious person, is considered like a lowlife, he's considered disgusting. They make fun of them in public. Even in the government, they make fun of them. In the televisions, they make fun of the religious people. There's mood, satire, comedy made against religious people. The leaders of the generation, kefne kelev. They're like kelev. As she says, there's going to be like you see today. There's no bushat today in the leaders of the government. They commit all these types of averot and all stealing and all sorts of scandals. Nah, there's no bushat. Avchanan Wasserman explained Kifnei HaKelev, the famous Dirash, that the leaders are going to be like the face of a dog. The dog, when a person's walking a dog, it looks like the dog is walking the person because the dog is in the front. But when do you realize who's really running the show? When there's a fork in the road, the dog looks back at the master and the master signals, turn right or turn left. It's going to look like the leaders are leading the generation. But it's like a kid, when there's going to come a big controversy, the leaders, instead of making the right decision, they look at the rich men. Which way should we go? Should we be pro or against? So really, who's leading the generation? The people behind the leaders. The leaders themselves are going to be like, Kedavim, Ve'emet, Ne'aderet. Very hard to find the emet. Ne'adar is going to be very scarce. Shene'emar, Ve'tia, Emet. Yeah, I did it. Very hard to find the truth. You cannot find the truth in newspapers, not on the news, not in government. Wherever you go, there's no emet. What does it mean that the emet is going to be ni'aderet? Another expression. So it's so beautiful expression. What does it mean the emet has become adarim adarim? The emet is going to become in groups. So Pshat is in the times of the Mashiach, every group is going to claim, we have the emet. Which means this group of Hasidim is going to say our version of the Torah. Let's say everybody else's sheker, and they're going to say, "No, we have the emet." in Adiret, which means Adarim Adim. Each group is going to claim that the emet is only by them. Okay, now she's Maharsha has a different explanation over here. That the people that are in these groups of emet, they're going to be pockets of emet, but they're going to have to move to the caves, to the remote areas, so they don't get influenced by the society. Which means there's going to come a time where to be a religious person, to hold on to the emet, you're going to have to really isolate yourself from the society in order that you don't get corrupted. My v'sar mera mishtolel amre deber avshela kol mi shesar mera mishtolel al beriyot, which means the ra is going to become so prevalent that anybody that removes himself from the society's bed is going to look like a shoteh. Shesar mera, whoever is sar mera mishtolel, is going to be considered like a shoteh. Like we see today, a person wants to become religious, a lady wants to dress modestly. What do they tell her when she puts on a dress? Ah, you look like a crazy lady. A person wants to become religious, do that? Sar mera mishtolel. The religious man is going to look like he is crazy. I can see all these things happening. As she says, Kol ha'olam omrim alav shotehu. Ah, you're crazy. Ainu mishtolel lashon shtut. Okay, Amar Ava. Meresh originally said, Hava amina leka kushta ba'alma. I thought there's no emet in the world. There's nobody speaks emet. Everybody speaks sheker. Until I heard the following story. Amar li ha'omer Rabbanan, there was a certain hakam, ve'rav tabut sheme. His name is Rav Tabut. Ve'amri la Rav Tabyumi sheme. Di'havu yehavele. Even if they would give me kol halale de'alma, even if they give me all the precious items in the world, lo have mishane b'dibure. I would not lie. So now Chada Ikla'i Lahu Atrais. One time I got to a certain place, Fikushta Shemit. The name of the place was called Shemit. He's telling the story. Rav Yomi is telling the story. He says, I got to the place called Kushta. Nobody in that place would tell a lie. That's why they call it Kushta. Kushta in Aramaic means emet. Nobody died prematurely. Because they all spoke the emet, everybody lived a long life. So I married one of them. I married a girl from there. Vavuli tartin benin mina, and I had two children from there. Yomahad, one day, Abayat Vadibitu Vika Haifa Resham. He says, my wife was she was washing herself, she was in the shower, whatever it is, we're washing her hair. Atai Shiveta Tarfa Adasha. Her friend, the neighbor, came, wanted to talk to my wife, and she knocked on the door. Sabar Lav Ura Hara. He felt it wasn't Derek Eris to tell the neighbor that his wife's in the shower. Amar la letacha, she's not home. His two sons died that year. Atu inchid atrale kamesh. The people of the city, the board of the city, came to him and said, "What's going on over here?" Amadu achi avemal says, "What happened? I didn't want to tell them that she's in the shower, so I said such thing." Amru le b'matuta minach mechila puk me'atrin. You got to leave the city. Velo tegare b'u motana b'hanach inche. We don't want you to bring death to the city anymore. This is a lie. And if you see over here, but Rabba learned that there was people over there was so makpid on telling the truth over there that you see like the people over there didn't even die before their time. Amazing. Now she says, "Lav or hara, lomar hechani." It's not kavod to tell them what happened. Okay. Yomara goes back to the generation that's going to be right before the Mashiach. Tanya, Rabbi Nuray Omer, Doshe ben David Babo, the generation that Mashiach is going to come in. Here's all the signs, six signs. Ne'arim yalbinu penezekinim. There's not going to be respect for the elders. The youngsters are going to embarrass the oldster, the old people. Like we see today, there's no respect for the old people. The old people are considered passe. That's it, no kavod. Uskenim ya'amdu lifnei ne'arim. The old people are going to stand in front of the ne'arim. Today you go on a bus, the kid's sitting and the old man has to stand. In the olden days, it wasn't like that. The old man gets on the bus, everybody jumps up and gives him the seat. Today, nobody moves. He has to stand. Ubat kama bi'ima. The daughters are going to fight against their mothers. V'chala b'hamota. And you're going to have the daughters-in-law fighting against their mother-in-law. Ufnei ador kufnei akedah, like we explained already. V'en haben mitbayesh me'abiv. Today, the child is not going to be embarrassed of his father. He's going to do things in front of his father that you could many years ago they would not do. They would do the sins b'tzinah. Here he goes right in front of his father and takes out drugs and things like that. Doesn't matter. Tanya Rabbeinu Hamya Omer, Doshe ben David Babo Ha'azu Tarbed. There's going to be a tremendous amount of brazenness, as we see in the world. Vayokir Ya'avet. What's Yokir Ya'avet? Honor will dwindle. What? People are not going to respect each other. Yokir is yakar. I mean, from kavod. Okay. Rashi has another interpretation. Look at Rashi. Hayokir yavit shna harina. Hayokir yavit mechubad shibim yev avtam v'ramai. Even the respectable people, you're going to find that they're really crooks. That really, they're no good. Even the guys that you respected, you thought they were hashuvim. They're nothing, right? People you thought they were hashuvim, they're crooks also. Everybody's going to be bad. Vagifin yitim piryo. Hayayim biyokir. There's going to be a surplus of wine, but the wine is still going to be expensive. Like you see today. Today there's a surplus of goods, but still there's inflation. The pshat is over there because people are going to want to spend extra money for kevod. The shai spent $100 on a bottle, $200 on a bottle. Why should it be so expensive? The wine is a lot of grapes. But it's going to be a status that even though it's a beraka, a person is going to buy a suit with a label on it. Oh, so he pays $1,000 for a suit. There's no reason to pay $1,000 for a suit. It's the same, there's a lot of wool, but that's going to be, there's going to be a lot of abundance, but people are going to still pay a lot of money for things. The malchut that's running the world is going to turn into to deniers of God. They're not going to believe in God, into minim. Okay. This is Edom. You see today, you see what's going on in the government. In the olden days, even the American government had a respect for God. The Ten Commandments were written all over the courthouses, and the president would always mention God's name, and there was government had kavod. Today already, you see the separation of church and state. The separation of church and state was never an American thing. This was a later on they came along. Why should be a separation? In the contrary, when they made the country, the church was very influential in the state. In a sense, God and religion and the founding fathers all had a belief in God to a certain degree. But now you see slowly, they're removing God from the textbooks, and removing religion from the schools, and even the holidays of the Goyim, they're not able to show any public. So even the government is turning to minut. Besides what's going on in Eretz Yisrael, if you want to talk about our government, it's also the Ein Tocheha, which we see nobody's going to be able to give rebuke. You can't give rebuke today because everybody's going to come along and say, you're giving rebuke, you're doing the same avon. Who are you to talk? Keshot atzmecha v'alchei keshot achayrim. As she says. Look at Ashi. Right? Look at Ashi in the bottom. V'agif n'yitim periyo v'afapichin yehayayim biyokish shlo yeh beracha bepiri atzmo. That's one interpretation. As much grapes as going to be, there's not going to be a beracha in the grapes. So the wine's going to be expensive. Neshtanesh yeh kulan rodfin achar hayayin. Everybody's going to be running after the yayim, the pleasures of this world. Which means there's going to be such a hedonism, there's going to be a demand for these type of items. So even though there's plenty of it, the demand is going to cause the prices to go high. Okay, that's the entertainment industry and all that stuff, the pleasures. Right, comes the Gemara and says, all the governments turn into minut. Amara va mekara, where do you know it's from? Kulo afach levan tahorhu. Which we have a rule by sara'at. When the whole body is filled with sara'at, kulo afach levan is tahor. Similarly, when the whole government turns into minut, then already you know tahor. Then you know where the Mashiach is coming. She says, second line, kishepashat hanega bechol ha'or, kach kishenepecha kol ha'malchut leminut, tavo ha'geula, tal rabanan, ki yadin Adonai Ammo, ki ere ki azlat yad ve'efes asur ve'azur. Okay, this pasuk is talking about over here in Ahazinu. It's talking about the tzarot that are going to come by the enemies of Klai Israel because of their sins. Ki azlat yad, we're not going to have any koah. Our hands are going to become weak. Ve'efes asur ve'azur. There's nobody who's going to be able to save us over here. So it says, Embe David ba'ad shirbu hamasorot. Why? Mashiach's not going to come till there's going to be a lot of informers in Klai Yisrael. The informers are going to be all over the place. Everybody's going to be telling on each other. Wow, the Malchinim. Davar acher, ad shitma'atu at-talmidim. Only when they get to a level over there where there's not going to be the students. So the first shot is azlat. Azlat is they're going to go. Go where? Meaning the Malchinim are going to walk and claim to the government all the claims. The next azlat is also halicha. There's not going to be halicha, meaning the halicha is going to diminish. The students are not going to be going to the yeshivas. As she says, ki azlatet shetelech v'tahazik yadan shel masorot mastichin b'malchinutam. They're going to be successful in their malchinut, the Malchinim. Sheyitmatu ha'talmidim shemahzikin yidei Yisrael. Wow, the students are mahazik yedei sid lehaziran lemutav, but they're not going to be going to the yeshivas. Davar acher ad sheteklipru tamen akis. There's not going to be money in the pocket. Sheteklipru tamen azlat yad, meaning the hand is going to be weak. Sheyad daimi rekaniyut. Not going to be any money. Davar acher ad sheteyashu min ageula. Mashiach's not coming until the people give up on the geula. They're going to get to a point where they're going to say it's desperate. They're going to give up. No, nobody can help us. So I saw an explanation from Rav Shimon Schwab to explain what does it mean. Usually when a person is in deep trouble, he's waiting for the geula. So Shad is like this. He says there came a time at the founding of the state where the people felt that this was the Geulah. They even called it Athalta de Geulah. This is the beginning of the Geulah. They believed that the Geulah is going to happen through human intervention. He says, as long as the people think that we can bring the Geulah, that the human intervention, it's not going to come. Where they're going to come along and say, we cannot bring the Geulah, can only come from a Kadosh Baruch Hu. It's nothing we can do. He says, look, even if we had Eretz Yisrael and all that, we're still in the same spot as we are. But even after the founding of Eretz Yisrael, which was great and everything, but are we closer to the Geulah? It's the same problems we have. Anti-Semitism is still there, and all the troubles are there, and how many army wars and stuff like that. So once we get to the level where we mityaesh from the Geulah, that we cannot bring it on our own, then it'll happen. When Rabbi Zera was just one of the rabbis that was trying to figure out when Mashiach was going to come, I ask you, don't push the time of Mashiach. But by trying to figure it out, you're pushing the time. The three things that just come spontaneously. Eluin Mashiach, right? It's going to show up. Mitziah, a lost object. You don't plan to find a lost object. The Akrav. Akrav is a scorpion. The European scorpion just shows up. As she says, the Ma'aske Beli Damata Ebov Akrav No Sheikh Adam Pitom. Okay, comes the Gemara and says, Ama Rav Chatina Sheet Alfe Shene Abu Ama. The world is going to last for 6,000 years. Ve'had Haruv. And then for another 1,000 years, it's going to be destroyed. That's the 6 to 7,000. Shene Amar. The Niska Vashem the Bador. God's going to be alone. 2,000 years is going to be destroyed. 6,000 to 7 and 7 to 8. 2,000. On the third year, 3,000. We have an ayat to the first opinion. Just like Shemitah is 1 year that is barren from the 6 years. You're going to have 6,000 years, and 1 year of 1,000 years of Shemitah. That's going to be 1,000 years. How much is the Yom of HaKadosh Baruch Hu? Look at that. She has a whole thing over here. שכולו שבת, שהעולם משמת, like שבת, אבי, עמה, העולם כך מתקיים. Okay, תראה את זה באליהו. We have from the Bet Midrash of Eliyahu Anavi, 6,000 שנה, ועלמה, 6,000 years the world exists, 6,000 תוהו. The first 2,000 years were considered the years of תוהו. There was no Torah. תוהו means just nothing, nothingness. 2,000 תורה, from Abraham Abinu started the 2,000 years of Torah, that's when the years of Torah came through. And Shnei Alafim, the last 2,000 years are called Yemot HaMashiach. That's the years of Mashiach. Look at that Shina. Bet Alafim Hayatohu. Tachat Shelo Netna Adayin Torah. We didn't have the Torah yet. So the Torah, the world without Torah is Tohu. V'haya Olam Ketohu. V'madam Rishon Achia Avraham Ben Nun Bet Shana. If you count from Adam Rishon to when Avraham was 52, Ika alpayim shana. That's when the 2,000 years of Tohu ended. Abraham Abinu already at 52. What did he do? He started teaching Torah to the people. He started bringing back the people to Teshuvah. They brought the people back to Torah. Beharan. When did Abraham start his outreach? At 52. And therefore that 2,000 years of Torah begin, not at Matan Torah, they begin from Avraham Avinu, who starts teaching the people Torah, Ushne Alafim Torah, Min HaNefesh Asher Asud Beharan, from that 52 years of Avraham Avinu, Ad Alpayim Shenot HaMashiach, 40 Shana Ad Shalon Ad Yitzhak. So let's count it up. You have 40 more years until Yitzhak was born. Actually 48 more years. Oh, it says that, Shemona, 40 or Shemona. Okay, 48 years until Yitzhak was born, because he was 100. Ad Shalon Ad Yitzhak, V'shishim Shana Mishlad Yitzhak, Ad Shalon Ad Yaakov, but Yitzhak was 60 when Yaakov was born, so that's another 60 years. Hare Kuf Het, that's 108. Kuf Lamet Shehayu Li Yaakov Kishimala Mislaim. Yaakov was 130 years when he got down to Egypt. Hare Resh Lamet Het, that's 238 years. V'ridu Shamdu B'Mislaim, 210 years they were in Egypt. Hare Tamach, that's 448. U'Mishiyatsu B'Mislaim Achir Rebnei Bait Rishon, and from when they left Egypt till they built the Beit HaMikdash, 480 years. Taf Tehti Vahi B'Shmonim Shana, 400 Shana L'Tzip Nei Semes Mislaim. Hare Tat Kachach Viti, so that's 928 years so far. Viti Shamad Bait Rishon, that's the 410 years of the first Beit HaMikdash. Kedemuchek Kral Pi Hashbon Shirot HaMalachim Ve'ayin De Galut Babel, in 70 years of Galut Babel. Ve'tach Shamad Bait Shini, and you have the 420 years of the second Beit HaMikdash. Hare Tatak, so you have another 900 years plus 928, Alpine Pachot Kuf Ayin Bet, you short 172 years. The Kuf Ayin Bet, Kodem Ashmat Dar Alafim Neharava Bayit. And 172 years before the year 4000, the Bayit was destroyed. After the Bayit was destroyed, 172 years later, that's when the 2000 of Torah ended. And we began the process of Shnei Alafim of Mashiach. ובסוף תקוף הבן השם שני אלפים תורה, ואיידי למה שני אלפים תורה, כמה שני אלפים תורה, ולא שתי תורה אחר שני אלפים. It doesn't mean the Torah ended in 2,000 years. No. Tohu ended. So just like Tohu, we said שני אלפים תוהו, we said שני אלפים תורה. But certainly more than שני אלפים תורה. Torah continues to go on. But we entered a new phase. We entered the new phase besides the Torah phase at 172 after the Beit HaMikdash was destroyed, which we're in now. 2,000 years of Yemot HaMashiach. V'shnei alfim shnot HaMashiach, shelachar shnei alfim Torah, hava dino sheyavo Mashiach v'techle galut, bezat Hashem, that the galut will end, b'yibatel ha-shi'abud misa, and the shi'abud will end from Klal Yisrael. Comes the Kavanah, says, ba'avotenu she'rabu, and because the ribuy of the avonot, Yatzu mehem mashiyatzu, which means in the 2,000 years he could have came in the first year, but yatzu mashiyatzu because of the avonot, it's been delayed and delayed and delayed. As she says, tapo lo ba mashiyach lesof dar alafim, he should have came after the 4,000 years, after 4,000 year. V'yatzu mashiyatzu shadain hu meukav labo amar le Eliyahu the Rav Yehuda achu the Rav Salah Hasida. In Aulam Pachot Mishmonim Bahamisha Yovlot. The world cannot exist less than Shmonim Bahamisha, 85 yovels. What's 85 times 50? So 4,250. Now she says, Hainu Dalar Alafim Matayim Bahamishim Shana, 4,250. Uba Yovel Acharon Ben David Ba. And in the last yovel, that's when he's going to come. Amar le b'tchilato or b'sofo, in the beginning of the last Yovel or at the end of the last Yovel? Beginning or end? Amar le eni yodaya. Tom, I don't know. Kale or eno kale? Amar le eni yodaya. What are you asking? Ha'im shnot yovel acharon yichlu lifne bo ha-mashiach or sheyavo terem sheyichlu? It's not like the last question.
No,
the
last is the beginning of the last cycle.
Beginning of the last cycle?
Yeah, meaning if it
beginning
goes,
is going to come
year
one of the last cycle, year 50. Yeah.
Okay, what's
the next question? Kaleo eno kale?
When the... Oh, you're right,
it's
the cycle also here.
Same question, different person.
Sounds like he's going to come in the middle or not in the middle. Let's see here, let's see, eight. בתחילתו, בסופו, עמלה, אין יודע.
Yeah, they're saying it's kasher.
Will it have ended or not?
Well, that's like beginning or the end, no?
They just said the beginning and the end of the final Jubilee cycle. It's difficult to understand why they're subsequently asking this question.
Right, okay, fine. So anyway, what does he say? He's coming at the last Jubilee. Which means until the last Yovel, don't anticipate the coming of the Mashiach, because he's not coming. Mikan va'ilach, but after the Yovel, then testechele, which means he can come, but doesn't mean he's going to come necessarily in that last Yovel. I mean, after the 85 Yovels, now already he could anticipate that he's going to come. And she says, ad Yovel acharon lo tespele, v'day lo yavo kodem azman hazeh. Estechele, tekelo sheyavo, hakelo sheyavo. Shalach le'rav Hanan, bar tachlifa le'rav Yosef. מצאתי אדם אחד ובידו מגילה אחת כתובה אשורית. I saw a man was holding a scroll. It was written in אשורית. That's the type of font. ולשון הקודש, לשון הקודש. אמרתי לו, זו מניין לך? Where did you get this old scroll? אמר לי, לחיילות של רומי נזכרתי. I was hired as a soldier in the Roman army. ובן גנזי רומי מסתי. And I found it in the archives of Rome. וכתוב בה, לאחר 4,290 ואחד שנה לבריאתו של עולם, העולם יתום. Wow, it says after 4,291 years, or he changes it to 50, right? Should change it to 50, yeah. Or he says, the Gaumevel says 30. Okay, different Gersaot over here. But whatever the time is, the world is going to end. And what's going to happen after that time? Mehen, milhamot, taninim. Oh boy. There's going to be wars with the big fish. There's going to be big whales that will come and attack. Mehem, milhamet gogu magog, which is the war. That's a special king. Ushar yimot temesh, and the rest are going to be from the Mashiach. So it could be historically these things happen somehow. That once that period came, things happened to the world. ואין הקדוש ברוך הוא מחדש את עולמו אלא לאחר 7,000 שנה. And the world is going to be renewed only after 7,000 years, like we learned above. I mean, 6,000 to 7 is going to be destroyed, and the world is going to be rejuvenated in 7. והחברת רב אמר לאחר 5,000 שנה אתמר. Oh, he learned that this Megillah was not in the year 4,000, but he said all these events are going to happen in the year 5,000, 500, 5,000, whatever the year is. Right. Right, instead of 4,291, it's going to be after the year 5,000. That's when the world is going to be destroyed. Wow. Amazing stuff. Okay. Tanya. It's hard to understand. We don't know when, because nothing happened yet. I mean, things happened, but Geulah did not come yet. So obviously, all these numbers, something must have happened in the world as a part of the process. Tanya Rabbi Netanu min Mikra Zeh, this pasuk over here that we're going to bring, Nokev v'yored ad tehom. As it goes into the, it's a deep, deep, deep item.
There's no end.
No end to this pasuk. Ki od Habakuk, ki od hazon lamoed. It's going to come a time. ויפח לקץ ולא יחזב אם יתמהמה חכה לו. Even if he delayed, חכה לו. Wait for him. כי בו יבוא, לא יאחר. כי עוד חזון למועד. עוד יבוא חזון נבואית כרקם, ויפח לקץ. It's going to happen. ולא יחזב. It's not going to be
delayed.
It's not going to be a false prophecy. Just wait. So comes Gemara and says, לא כרבותינו שהיו דורשים, not like the pasuk in Daniel, that's talking about the coming of the Mashiach, it says, עד עידן ועידנין ופלג עידן. Okay, that says he's going to come עידן at a time, and ועידנים at two more periods, ופלג עידן half a period. Okay, how did we learn that over there? עידן is גלות מצרים, he says. That's 400 years. Idanin is two times, that's another 800 years. So altogether, that's 1,200 years. Well, flag Idan is another 200 years, so 1,400 years. Now, we don't know when you count the 1,400 years, but Daniel said that the Mashiach is going to come after 1,400 years. But we don't know when to count it. Does it count after the maybe you count it after the Churban Bayit Rishon, you count it after the Churban Bayit Sheni, but Daniel held the Bashar's going to come, the Eidan or Eidanin or Flag Eidan. 400, 800, and 200. From when do you count it? We don't know. Ve'lo k'rabi simla she'ya dore she'echaltem lechem dem'a v'teshkemo b'dem'aot shalish. That the way you calculate the Geula is what? The dem'aot is tears. That's referring to the two galuyot. The first galuyot, galut Mitzrayim, galut Babel. The shalish, hu shlish. Hashem mishka otam dem'aot. God gave us tears. That what? He brought us into two exiles. Lemeshech shlish min hashanim shel galut Edom. Shia galut acharona. Heyot the galut Mitzrayim. How long was galut Mitzrayim? 400 years. And galut Babel was what? 470. Yotzeh she galut Edom. Shelefi hashuv zeh meshek zmanahu pishlish. That's going to be three times more. So according to him, galut Edom is going to be 1410 years, and the Mashiach is going to come. Okay, well that came and passed already.
All passed.
Velo k'rabi Akiva. Shaya doresh od achat me'ati ve'ani mar'ish et ha'shamayim ve'ta'aretz. A little more, meaning after the bayit sheni, the churban, the geula is going to come. That's what Rabbi Akiva held. Ela, according to this pasuk, it's like this. Malchut Rishon, that was, he says in the second Beit HaMikdash. Malchut Rishon was the Hashmonaim, Shiv'im Shana, less than for 70 years. Malchut Sheniya, that was Hordos, Hamishim Mushtayim. That's 52 more years. Umachut Bet Koziba, that's Bar Kochba, Shtesh Shanim Umechsa, 2.5 years. And that's it. That's what Mashiach is supposed to come.
Nobody knows.
Wow. Rabbi Akiva explained like this. So learn the Pasuk like this in Habakkuk. Od Achat Me'ati. Which means a little time after the Churban Beit HaMikdash, Od Me'at, it's going to happen. And that's when they thought it was going to happen, because that was Bar Koziba. They thought Bar Kochba was the Mashiach. And Bar Kochba was a few years after the Churban Beit HaMikdash. And then it was Bar Koziba. It didn't come over there. So everybody has their calculations. That's the bottom line. Everybody has their hashbonot. Oh, what does it mean over yafayach lekis? They should blow away the guy that's calculating. And he shouldn't lie. So he says, Amar Rabbi Shmuel ben Nachmani. Famous Gemara, Amar Rabbi Yonatan, Tipach Atzmam Shul Mechashevei Kitzin. The souls of those that calculate when the Mashiach is coming, the end of time, they should be destroyed. Shayu Omrim, Kevan Shegeya Et HaKetz V'lo Ba, Shuv Eno Ba. What was happening? The people lost faith. They were calculating, the Mashiach didn't come, the people said, they're not coming anymore. Ela Hakelo. And explanation is, you just have to wait. Shneimar imit mameya, even if he delays, hakelo, you have to wait. Shema tomar anu mehakim, vu enu mehake. He's not waiting. Maybe he's not going to come anymore. Which means, because he doesn't want to come, because we made sins. Tavud lomar lachen yehake Hashem lahananchem, v'lachen yarum lerahamchem. Hashem is waiting also. Hashem is waiting, is mitaveh. That Mashiach should come. V'chi ma'achal she'anu mechakim, v'hu mechakeh. Everybody's waiting then. Mi me'akev? Mi dat adin me'akevet. Why? Because there's a lot of mordim. There's a lot of rebellious people. And therefore the midat adin is me'akev. V'chi ma'achal she'anu adin me'akevet. Anu lama me'akev. What are we waiting for? If the midat adin is me'akev, what is our anticipation going to help? Lekabel sachar. You get reward for waiting. For anticipating it, you get reward. Shne'emar. Fortune is the person that's mehakeh for the Mashiach. Okay.
They're suffering, so.
Okay, let's just let's read over here. We have to read some of these ashes over here. Go. Start on the first column over here. We read Bidma'ot Shalish. Go. Bidma'ot Shalish. That we read over there. The Galut Messiah, and all that says three times. Ir Ahat Me'ati. בנבואת חגיך כתוב שהיה מתנבא כשעשו ישראל מגלות בבל ויבנה בית המקדש והיינו עוד אחר מעט היא מעט כבוד אותן אתן להם ישראל ואני מרעיש את השמיים ואת הארץ והבאתי כל חמדת גויים לירושלים ורבי עקיבא דריש לה לימות המשיח ולאחר חורבן ואחי דריש לה עוד אחת מעט היא מעט כבוד אותן לישראל ואחר כך יבוא המשיח ודרשה זו אינה אלא קרא על לפני הבית ואחי כבר עוד אחת מעט היא מעט כבוד אתן להם לישראל ושוב לא אתן להם כל ימות בית אחרון וכן יד המלכות ראשונה שמלכות חשמונה יהיה נסק מבית המקדש שתקיימה 70 שנה ואחר כך תאמין בסדר עולם למלכות בית חשמונה 103 ומלכות הורדוס 103 עיקר כבודם ופערם שלא שלטה בהם אומה לא נתקיים כל כך, ומלכות שנייה של הורדוס נון בית שנה, ומלכות בין כוזי ובית שני ומחסה, ושוב לא היה להם מלא. אוקיי, פעם. Which means it was supposed to come after that time. Continue. Comes the Gemara and says, אמר רבי לא פחות אלמה מתלתין ושיטה צדיקי דמקלפי הפה שכינה בכל דרה. Oh, here's the famous 36 צדיקים. The world always has at least 36 tzaddikim that are prepared to receive the Shekhinah. Shneimar ashrei kol choche lo. Lo begimatria tatim v'shita havu. So here you learn the concept of the 36 tzaddikim that are always in every single generation. Very good. We learned that on the other daf. Ini, we have a contradiction. V'amarava dara dekamek u'chaberichu. The row of tzaddikim that sits in front of Hakadosh Baruch Hu in Yerushalayim, tamne sere alfe. Was that 18,000? Havai. Shneimar saviv shemuna asar alef. So make up your mind. Is it 36 or is it 4? Is it 18,000? Nakashia. Ha de mistakle bespaklaria meira. There's certain prophecies that is have a clear view. It's called yeah, that's 36. Had the mystical perspective. There's a certain transmission that's foggy. You know, it's not 100% clear. Okay, that's the 18,000. So different madrigot. There's 36 that have clear vision, and there's other ones that have less over there. I mean, if you call the eye, is there so many people? 36. Said, I saw great people that can receive the Shekhinah, but there's not a lot. Mu'atim. Im elefim, and he ubni mehem. If there's 1,000, me and my son are part of it. Im me'ahim, if there's 100, and he ubni mehem. Im shnayim him, and he ubni mehem. There's two people, it's me and my son over there. Which means, he was mesupak. He said, maybe there's only two people. Where did you get 36? Like Asha. Ha da'ile bebar. Ha da'ile belobar. Which means, da'ile bebar, that they're able to enter aspekla me'ira. That they have to get permission. Which means, 36 need to get permission to get the transmission. However, Rabbi Shimon and his friends and his children, his child, the Aile Belobar, he can go into the prophecy whenever he wants. Belobar, he didn't need even permission. Unbelievable. That she says, "Hay the Aile Belobar." Second column, she tzrichim litol reshut kishenichnasim nistakel baspaklaria meira ba'anu lo pe'aitem itlem shnei minimum 36. Aval otarichnasim belo reshut. There's a lot of them. Okay. Amar Rav, kalu kol hakitzin. All the heshbonot that we just gave, they all finished. Every rabbi gave their opinion, and the time came and went, and we're still here. Finished. End of the day. Bottom line, it says, "Im kol Yisrael chozim b'tshuva yavo, v'im lav lo yavo." Which is Bezat Hashem, I don't know how, but everybody has to make the Shubah. Ushmuel Amar Dayo Le'avel She'amod Be'evlo. The Sheish says what? Dayo Le'kadosh Baruch Hu Shomed Kama Yamim Ve'yamenu Ve'yamino Ahor Kolomar Im Lo Yasu Teshuvah Enu Omed Be'evlo Kol Yamim. Which means what? God's going to stay in Avelut, God forbid, all these years that we don't make the Shubah. Ela Vadai Ketz Le'davar. It has to end it before that. Which means he says, "Dayo laKadosh Baruch Hu sheomed kol kach harbe zman beeblo al gadol yisrael v'imino la'achor ve'enu moshiam ela vaday yeshketz." This is the main end. He's going to redeem us. Ketanae, Rabbi Eliezer omer, "Im Yisrael osim teshuvah negalim ve'elav en negalim." The first shita says teshuvah. If we don't make teshuvah, no geula. Amar Rabbi Yoshua, "Im en osim teshuvah en negalim." If we don't make teshuvah, there's no geula. Ela Kadosh Baruch Hu ma'amid la'melech shegezrotav kashot kehaman. They're going to make the Shuvah. How? God's going to put a bad ruler over us, like Haman, the Yisrael Osim Teshuvah, or Ma'azim Lemutan. What's going to happen? Because it's not going to be so much. It's going to cause us to make the Shuvah. We don't know. We know that the Gemara says it's going to be tough. Tanya Idach. Rabbi Eliezer Omer, Im Yisrael Osim Teshuvah Negalim, Shneimar Shuvu Banim Shuvavim, Elpa Mishivotechem. Amad Rabbi Yoshua, Ve'alo Kevan, Neymar, Hinnam Nemkartem, Ve'alo Bekesef Tegaelu. Hinnam nemkartem ba'avodat kochavim, which means because you went after hinnam, you went after the cheap thing, avodat zara, you worshipped, ve'lo bekesef tegaelu. You're not going to be redeemed for money. What's money? Lo b'tshuva u'ma'asim tovim. It's not going to be b'tshuva u'ma'asim tovim. What? It's going to be, even if you didn't make teshuva, the geulah is going to come. So it's a big machloket. Is the geulah dependent on teshuva or not? That she says, lo b'kesef, lo b'tshuva u'ma'asim tovim. Te'afidu en osim teshuva nigalim. Mishum damar hanam nimkatem. Kari kesef mishum teshuva. Kesef is the teshuva, hanam is the avodah zara. Amador b'yit, yazir b'yoshua. V'alo kemar ma shuvu ilai v'ashuva alichem. The clear pasuk says, shuvu ilai. Return to me and I'll return to you. Amad Rabbi Yehoshua, V'hadu kemar emar, Ki anuchim ba'alti b'chem, V'lakati etchem echad mi'ir u'shnay mi'mishpacha, V'beti etchem siyon. What is the pasuk? Ba'alti b'chem. This is over the Geulah, and the pasuk over here is going to come b'derech shel ba'alut. Which means against the will of HaKadosh Baruch Hu Kivyachol. Or against the will of the people. She's, ba'alut means, as she says, Mashma ba'al kurham. Against our, not with teshuvah. Teshuvah is miratzon. It's mashma the person saying ba'alti. I'm going to come like a ba'al, like a master over you. Mashma it's going to come against the will, not with teshuvah, which is miratzon. Amar b'li'ezer, Baruch Keva, they're going back and forth with pesukim. Amar b'li'ezer, Baruch Keva ne'emar, b'shuvah v'na'at teshuvah v'sheron. B'shuvah means b'lashon teshuvah. Amar b'yoshua b'yoshua, it goes back. So basically, we have a b'yoshua b'li'ezer. B'li'ezer holds dafka through teshuvah. Rabbi Yeshua holds even. That's Rabbi Yeshua says. Amar Rabbi Yeshua Levi Ezer. V'halo kivah ne'emar. Ko amar Hashem goel yisei kedosho. Libzon nefesh. Limta'ev goy le'eved moshlim. Which is mashma what? That she says. Otana bizuyim. Umetu'avim ba'averot. Even though the Jewish people are going to be low and abominable in sins. Afapichen yiglu melachim yir'u ve'kum. They're going to be redeemed. So the Gemara says. Melachim yiru vekamu sarim v'yishtachavu, which means what? Melachim yiru vekamu. The kings are going to rise up in fear of the Jewish people. V'sarim v'yishtachavu about us. So you see what? Even without teshuvah, Amar Rabbi Eliezer, back to Rabbi Eliezer. V'alo kevar Amar im teshuv Yisrael ne'um Hashem elai teshuv. If they make repentance, I will return to them. Amar Rabbi Yosef Hakohen Amar. וישמע את האיש לבוש הבדים אשר ממעל ימי האור, וירא מימינו ושמאלו אל השמיים, וישבע בחי העולם כי למועד מועדים וחצי, וכלות נפץ יד עם קודש. תכלנה כל אלה. What does all this say over here? זה ביג פסוק, בקדשי. טאפ טאפ טאפ, כי למועד מועדים. After a certain time. Meaning, yesh ketzel, that's the key point of the pasuk. Meaning, it's not unopen-ended. According to the Bili Ezer, till we make the shuvah, that can last forever. No, ki demod le'mo'adim. Uchalot napetz yad am kadosh, ket shetekhle tekumatam, vechosik dim shayta nefusa, ilach ve'ilach gibura, vetol nefeshut ena ve'ana ve'ahar, shetekhle gburatam, shon shifalim ne'meod, tekhle na'elu atzorov yabo mashiach. Okay. Which means when the Givurah of Klai Yisrael comes to an end, it seems Klai Yisrael has certain strength at a certain period of time, all the tzarot will come to an end. Bottom line, the point is, the Pasuk sounds like Mashiach will come after a certain period of time. So he told the Bili Ezer, you're telling me only after Teshuvah, that can be forever. Kabbalah concludes and says, Shatak Bili Ezer. That means the Bili Ezer kept quiet, that means he agreed. So it comes out to our benefit at least, that the Mashiach will come, regardless whether we make teshuvah or not. Baruch Adonai le'olam. Amen. Amen. Amen.